Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today for part two of our two-part series is Iowa House Representative for District 23, Ray Sorensen. All right, so how many Senate files did you have go through your committees? I know you're on education, and then you've got chair position for economic growth and technology.
So specific Senate files, we had the OCIO funding conflicts. We had consumer data protection was one of those that, you know, it was a House file and a Senate file. So they were both a companion. We just adopted the Senate file. And like I said, that's already been signed by the governor. There's a lot of House files that they've kept alive for me. You know, the Computer Science Professional Development Fund, that was a Senate file. So that didn't start in the House. That was something that was their bill. The OCIO funding conflicts bill, that's just so it relates to the conflicts between federal funding and the Office of the Chief Information Officer. And it provides for, like rules and procedures of doling out those funds in would be code section 8B. And it allows a little bit more freedom to dole out those federal funds. So not based around like upload download speeds, you know, generally in the federal funding and what our state funding kind of matched with that criteria was symmetrical speeds. So, you know, if you offered 100 download, you'd have to offer 100 upload. Well, that doesn't necessarily work for a lot of fixed wireless and mobile type applications for some of these areas that we're trying to get broadband access to. So it allows the OCIO to kind of dole that out to, you know, some of these frequencies and bands of data that are becoming available. And so we can maybe hook people up to something that would be 100 download, 20 upload. So it wouldn't be focusing on that symmetrical speed. And maybe we'd get a few more people connected with some of those dollars. Because, you know, as we start getting to the last mile on some of these folks that aren't connected, it's not as economically favorable to some of these telecoms to go ahead and lay fiber for those last miles. So we need to start kind of coming up with some ways to get some broadband internet shot out to some of these rural areas that it gets tough to hook up.
All right. And have you seen any Senate files that have come over that may not pass through the second funnel?
Everything we've taken up of theirs, everything that's come over, we either had a companion for and already did, or we've done for them. So I don't know. I don't foresee anything in my committee. I mean, yes, there are Senate files that we haven't taken up over in the House, and there are a ton of House files over in the Senate that they haven't taken up. So, I mean, I would assume that we would probably come out with a comprehensive list of, you know, what's essentially dead for session and what isn't. But I always like to remind folks that nothing's ever 100% dead. You know, there's always, as the Ways and Probes bills make their way through, you know, I always call them Christmas tree ornament amendments to attach to the certain bills that can happen as we barter to get done. So if there's certain pieces that certain legislators, you know, need to get on board with a bill, that's what that time's for. And, you know, nobody ever likes to hang a bunch of Christmas tree ornament amendments to some of these bills, but it seems like it happens year in and year out. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I know that things like CO2 pipeline and issues like that are going to, you know, even though I don't think the Senate took up CO2, I know that's going to be a conversation that keeps getting pushed. And
all right. And it's already been several weeks since the session started. About roughly how many weeks do you have left before session convenes for start of next year?
Yeah, we end this year, I think 110 days is like the last day of April. So that's when we're supposed to be done with session. But again, it comes down to, you know, can everybody agree, the majority of people agree on what the budget is, what some of these tax policies that are going to start rolling out. If we can't get on the same page within that 110 days, then obviously session goes overtime. But doesn't mean we get paid overtime. So every day we go long, that's on us. So it's one of those things that I know everybody's aiming to get out of there at the end of April, beginning of May, but that doesn't always happen. So I always temper my expectations, knowing full well that it can go and has gone until June, but I don't expect that to happen by any means, but it's just always a possibility.
All right. So kind of expecting to get done on time and then take some time the rest of the year to do some stuff outside of legislation, correct?
Yeah, we're part-time legislators, so most of us, if they're not retired, have full-time jobs to get back to. Of course, there's a lot of farmers that serve up there as well, but I look to get back into the mural painting business. And then, you know, of course, we're still legislators, so, you know, we're available to be reached by email and phone throughout the year. But, you know, obviously, with session done, there's not much we can do. We can just kind of take note as we, you know, gear up for session when it starts again following January. Get out to parade and public events and, you know, try and meet with and visit with constituents and that sort of thing. So, yep, that's the summertime and fall, and get out there and visit with everybody about what we did last session and what we hope to do the next session.
All right. Do you have any more legislative coffee forums scheduled before the end of session?
I don't have any specifically scheduled. I might try and hop on to another coffee or two. I haven't made it into Dallas County yet. It's the only county I haven't made it into. So I'm looking to try and schedule something up in that area just so I can, you know, have had a public get together in every single county. There's always revolving coffees that I have an open invite to in Osceola and Creston, which aren't technically in my areas, but I cover pieces of those counties. So I always try and keep those in my mind to get to if I can, schedule-wise. And so they're on the calendar already. But no, I haven't. I don't have anything solidly on the books yet.
All right. Thank you very much, Ray.
Yeah, no problem.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.